The Chase Ultimate Rewards portal goes all Expedia on us. Hyatt threatens with a 40,000 point category. Airline portal holiday bonuses, and we tackle a reader question and more on today's Mileonomics Squared podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam Simon.
And I'm Robert Dwyer.
And this is the Mileonomics Squared podcast, no annual fee edition.
All right, let's get right into the news. First news item for the week is that Hyatt has introduced a 40,000 point category. Their chart previously topped out at category 7 for 30,000 points. They have a new category that they kind of accidentally released at 40,000. Now, this seems to be a placeholder for some high-end boutique hotels in their partner, the small leading hotels of the world. Hyatt swears it's not for existing Hyatts, that don't worry, there's not going to be any creep from existing hotels up to that new 40,000 point category when they announce it. But you have to imagine at some point some of the top Hyatt properties are going to go up there. Still, it's good to see that these small and leading hotel properties will be bookable with a fixed number of Hyatt points rather than some, you know, 1 cent a point scheme. And if it's like the rest of the Hyatt chart, none of these properties are going to vary seasonally, so there could be some really nice sweet spots. We'll put a link in the show notes for the small leading hotels, their properties around the world. I think there are some pretty nice properties, so I'm looking forward to check them out.
Yeah, that's definitely something that we cover more in the subscriber edition as well. Moving on, we'll go to the Chase Ultimate Reward portal and the changes that we saw as it switched to Expedia. This is something that we covered on the blog. We'll include a link to the extensive post that we put up over the weekend on this. And these changes at this point seem to not be good. In addition to no cruises and a loss of booking anything Disney, the big news is that it seems like the vacation properties that Chase was talking about, the Expedia portal allowing you to book, are now all showing sold out. So it looks like it could be a developing story, and as that develops, we'll definitely include more information on the blog. But it's not a great thing to have happen to the Ultimate Reward portal, in that we had just been talking about how much trouble we'd been having cashing out at 1.5 cents and getting any uplift, and it seems like it's just getting tougher and tougher. And Robert and I will talk more about what we think we can do to gain some of that uplift back on the full version as well. Robert, you want to close it out?
Yeah, that's a real bummer. The portal is making me question whether I should be living the bank point lifestyle with Chase or maybe with another bank. It really is a bummer. Last news item is that a lot of the airlines, United, American, Southwest, Alaska, have introduced a holiday shopping bonus. For example, you can earn 50,000 United miles for spending $1,500 through the United portal. The nice thing about this is we talked a couple weeks ago, or last week, I think, about giftcards.com now appearing in the airline shopping portals. So this means you can get multiple airline miles per dollar spent at giftcards.com, and you can buy things like Visa gift cards and MasterCard gift cards there. I did a test purchase, and it tracked right away. Now, the terms and conditions, the blanket terms and conditions on these holiday promos say that gift card purchases are excluded. But we think that's boilerplate language that kind of is across their entire shopping portal, because gift cards never qualify. So we're hopeful that they'll post. We'll do some trials. It'll take a few weeks before we know whether those holiday bonuses have posted, but we think they will. And I think it's worth the risk. So be sure to do that for yourself, for any of the airlines that you consider, maybe your spouse, maybe anybody else that you control their frequent flyer accounts. It's a nice way to top off their accounts with a nice little chunk of money here coming into the end of the year.
Absolutely. And now we're going to move on to a new part of the no annual fee Mileonomics Squared podcast. And this is a reader question. Why don't we call it Brandon Asks? We might as well stick with Brandon. The guy asks so many questions, we might as well leave him here. So Brandon asks on our podcast, net it out for me really quickly. When should I transfer Ultimate Rewards to partners versus redeeming through the Chase portal? And I know that this is a question that a lot of people that I know in real life who are just getting started, or maybe even have been in this game for a while, ask. And it's one of those things that if you've been in it long enough and you've been redeeming a lot of these points, it becomes almost transparent to you. But I want us to go over this for listeners who maybe don't see the different angles of it. Robert, you want to cover kind of the breakdown of this?
Yeah, so the question came up when I was on a work trip last week to New York City. Rooms were super expensive everywhere in the city, and they were only getting worse as I was waiting and waiting, thinking that they would go down closer to the date, but they just got more expensive. I mean, like a Courtyard, Hilton Garden Inn was $450, like then $500, $550.
Dollars, right?
Yeah, $651 a night for the Hilton Garden Inn Times Square. I was like, I can't spend the company's money that way. Right. So the Park Hyatt New York, meanwhile, was 30,000 points for a room that was selling for $1,095 before tax. So I booked it, you know, and I'll have to self-fund that stay and not expense the stay. But the point is, I mentioned this to a friend who's just getting into points and miles, and I'm always saying how great Chase Ultimate Rewards are, mostly because of the easy 1.5 cent per point transfer. He's got the Chase Sapphire Reserve card, and he's gotten very comfortable at just booking things through the Chase portal. And he loves the way you can get 1.5 cents per point of value. It's a very straightforward program. It's not as straightforward as cash back, but it's not a big deal to book things through the Chase portal. But with this, it was a case where it was clearly obvious that, you know, you get a lot more cents per point of value by transferring to Hyatt. So he says, I don't want to go learn about American Express, Citi Thank You Points. I understand Chase. I understand their program. Just tell me what the good partners are and when I should be considering it. So maybe we could start with that, right? Like, of all of the airline partners and all the hotel partners, which are the key ones that you think there's a lot of upside in, enough to, you know, justify somebody getting out of their happy spot of being able to just book through the Chase portal and get good value out of their Ultimate Rewards? What do you think, Sam? What are the two or three key partners that people should be looking at?
Yeah, I think it's a great question, because there are a lot of partners, but there are really just a few that I think people need to get started with. That would be Hyatt on the hotel side. And I think that your experience this week is a great example of that. I did the math. Your $1,095 room, if you booked it through the Chase Ultimate Reward portal at 1.5 cents per point, would cost you something around 73,000 Ultimate Reward points for that one night. That doesn't include tax. But you were able to transfer 30,000 of those to Hyatt and book the hotel room for 30,000 points and nothing out of pocket. And so that's kind of a really clear example. You have a currency, the Hyatt points, that have a very flexible value per point, because their cost in points is fixed, while the room cost in dollars can fluctuate wildly. Now, what this means is sometimes it's a great decision. But if your hotel room, for example, was $179 a night and 30,000 points, Hyatt points, it would move the other direction. It would be better to book it at 1.5 through the portal itself. So for me, Hyatt on the hotel side, United on the airline side, just because they're so easy to use their search engine online. They don't offer the kind of best rates for a lot of things, but There's some value in being able to do everything online. And then I do a lot of Southwest transfers as well. So for me, it's Hyatt, United, and Southwest. How about you, Robert?
I think, it really occurred to me during this experience that Hyatt is the only transfer from a bank that to a hotel chain that makes sense to look at across the board. There's really no other one. I'm sure somebody will pull out.
No, you're right. No. I mean, when you say it, it makes sense. Yeah.
Some great redemption that they found at like some Radisson using some, obscure backdoor method or something like that. But I think to net it out, like my colleague said, absolutely, Hyatt's the way to go. On airlines, yep, I like United for getting to Europe. I like British Airways, maybe for short haul AA flights, but even that gets a little wonky. As soon as you start talking about British Airways, Avios, I don't even want to have that conversation. So yeah, I think United and Southwest is straightforward. A lot of people really like that. If you're in a market that's well served by Southwest, I think that's simple enough. You know, United to get to Europe, Southwest for domestic stuff, and Hyatt for points. That's all you need to know. All you have to learn is to do some award searches with the United search engine and with Hyatt's online booking portal. And that's all you need to know. And I think you have a really good template. If you see more than 1.5 cents per point of value by transferring, it's a good thing to do to book with by transferring and then using those points. If not, be happy booking through the the Chase portal. There's some benefits to booking through the Chase portal. You earn miles when you fly on a flight that you've paid for through the Chase portal. If you book through a hotel, on the other hand, you don't have to pay, and you transfer points one-to-one, you don't have to pay for tax. And so that can be pretty significant. That further increases your cent per point of value, but that's kind of getting into the details. So yeah, I think to net it out real quick, be comfortable with the Hyatt portal and the United portal for checking award space. If you can get more than 1.5 cents per point of value, consider doing the transfer. Really nice that the transfers are instant with United and with Park and with Hyatt. I made that transfer from Chase to Hyatt. The hotel was booked in literally less than a minute, and it was easier than booking a cash stay through the company travel portal. So I think Hyatt transfers are fantastic. Anything else to add on this?
No, quick question though. Do you fly Southwest?
I do not.
All right. Well, that's all for the week, I think. Right, Robert?
Thanks for joining us this week. For a more in-depth look at this week's news and a deep dive into grocery store manufactured spend, visit us at patreon.com/mileonomics. There you'll get a special link to listen to additional content right in your mobile podcast app or on your computer, where we speak more freely about the topics we discussed today.
And as always, you can reach us on Twitter. I'm at Milenomics and Robert's at Robert Dwyer. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, we'll see you on the site.
Catch you next week.